The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Clinton is sorry again. Biden is waiting. Trump is talking. And long live the Queen. Queen Elizabeth II is the longest reigning monarch. So we will definitely honor her. Right. Also at the end of the hour, Iron E. Singleton. Are you a Walking Dead fan? Yep. That actor is going to chat with us for a while about The Walking Dead and the huge success of zombies. What's up with that? But very thrilled at the beginning of the show, especially coming through a holiday weekend. We've got Chris Paps with us. He's the author of a new book called Capital Murder, An Investigative Reporter's Hunt for Answers in a Collapsing City. What's really cool about Chris is if you wind the clock back, and we talked about this a bunch on America Tonight, if you wind the clock back to 2011, remember Harrisburg was the first and the only capital city in our history to file for bankruptcy. Now there's a lot of questions about what other cities could file for bankruptcy. So he's perfect to join us on this show. If you're in D.C., you can catch him on ABC, WJLA. He works there. Hey, Chris, thanks for coming on.
Okay, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
So let's talk about Harrisburg, since you really dove into that and covered what happened there. Take us back to the beginning steps. What was the downfall of that city?
Well, it all goes back to 1982 when Harrisburg elected this new mayor. This is a guy that came into office, into a city that nobody really wanted to run. Harrisburg was really your typical Rust Belt town. It was a city that throughout the 70s lost about 25% of its population. And that's 25% of your population that can afford to leave, leaving people behind that don't have the tax base to really fund the city. So a guy took over, and you know the railroads had shut down, and the manufacturing had left the city, and the city really was pretty much dead at that point. So this guy comes in, and he needs to find ways to get the city money. So he starts engaging in these accounting tricks and these financial tricks, and he starts taking money from accumulating through these things and reinvest it back in the city. And before you know it, you have a guy who's been mayor for 28 years. He's almost mayor for three decades. He accumulates a massive amount of power within the city. And when he was doing all these tricks and accumulating money and reinvesting that money back into the city was growing. And institutions were coming to town. And the people who were living in the city and the people that were around the city in the suburbs and through central Pennsylvania were seeing this mayor that was doing absolutely incredible things. A baseball team came to town, the AA affiliate for the Washington Nationals is the Harrisburg Senators. He brought them there and built them a beautiful stadium. New high-rises were coming up. He built the National Civil War Museum, the National Firemen's Museum, both of which are in Harrisburg. He created the Whitaker Center for Performing Arts, Harrisburg University of Science and Technology. New buildings, new businesses, new people coming in. He did these incredible things, won national honors. In 2006, this guy's named the greatest mayor in Harrisburg. But the entire time, he was financially gutting the city and running up massive amounts of debt that nobody actually wanted to look at, because all the people in the city wanted to see were new buildings, baseball teams, and museums, and not what he was actually doing. And after this man was mayor for 28 years, winning national accolades, the year after he leaves office, 1 year later, the city becomes the first and still the only capital city in American history to file for bankruptcy. What this man accomplished, what he was able to do, was just absolutely remarkable. So as an investigative reporter, when I got to the city and I started seeing what was happening and seeing what he was getting away with, I decided that I had to write this book, Capital Murder, so the rest of the country learns what not to do. I mean, Harrisburg is a shining example of a city that we need to learn from and say, listen, what this city went through was a remarkable financial collapse. The people of this city suffered. The quality of life deteriorated like you can't even imagine when the city went into bankruptcy. And everybody was just lauding this incredible mayor they had for 28 years. And he was the guy that did it. And nobody wanted to see it because the city looked like it was doing better under his reign. It's an incredible story.
So the upshot is, to avoid this from happening in other places, it means you can't have a government that's unchecked. You got to hold their feet to the fire, right? And be diligent.
He was remarkably unchecked. Because this was a guy, as I said, he inherited a dead city. And people were looking at the things that were happening, and then he just created this incredible amount of trust within the electorate. And again, after 28 years, most of his reelection campaigns, nobody even bothered to run against him. He was getting the Republican and the Democratic nomination. He was a Democrat, but he was getting the nomination of both major political parties, and he was just doing whatever he wanted to do. I say in the book that he was a dictator, and that's exactly what he became. He built up so much power that nobody could do anything in the city without his approval. And he handpicked his own city council. Because if he didn't support you, you didn't get elected to city council. And the same thing applied to treasurer. The same thing applied to the controller of the city. All the elected officials he hand-chose, he had a bunch of yes-men. And it was also a situation where the media was not willing to hold him accountable. I mean, it's hard for me to even understand that, because being a member of the media, when I got to the city in 2010, 9 months after he left office, I saw that the news media just largely let him do whatever he wanted to do. He wasn't being held accountable. And you add all of these things together, and that's how you get financial collapse. That's how you get incredible amounts of debt being accumulated in a city without the people of the city even knowing it. Because nobody wanted to look into the record. They just wanted to see new buildings being built and baseball teams coming to town. This is a formula that a lot of cities in America are duplicating, where their elected officials are building huge amounts of debt, building stadiums, for example, municipal stadiums, things that maybe their elected leaders shouldn't really be focusing on, but it's things like that that get politicians reelected. And in the process, they're building up massive amounts of debt. And if we have more cities going through what Harrisburg went through, it's going to be a rough patch for America.
Boy, no kidding. Chris Papps, how do we get a copy of your book, Capital Murder?
Amazon, Barnes & Noble, most online places where people can normally get their books. And I hope that people check it out, because if more cities go through what Harrisburg went through, America's going to be in trouble. We give examples of how life deteriorates inside a city going through a financial bankruptcy, how the people within the city suffer, the city services that get cut. It was awful, and it didn't have to happen. Did not have to happen.
I agree with you. Chris, thanks so much. We appreciate the time. Think about it. Think of your hometown. I can think of one mayor, the mayor of Detroit. Talk about a city that tanked because of its mayor. 855-266-5283. You can flip me a call. Coming up next, odds and ends, Serena Williams and Donald Trump. What do they have in common?
That's the way we stick out the case until the bastards break. There's no trace of the
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
On this version of America Tonight, which also means, by the way, if you want to throw in, we do this a couple times a week. It's wide open, so you can throw in whatever you want to the odds and ends pile. 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE, or send me a quick email at americatonight.net. How about this? Earthquakes. You ever think we'll have a big earthquake that cracks California right off the map? My mother used to say that. I don't know about California. They're the big one's still coming. And of course, in her lifetime, that second big one never came. And I lived in California briefly, and I always thought it was interesting how Californians, yeah, they just knew how to deal with earthquakes. I'm not worried about if the big one's coming or not. It was always really the people from out of town. But an earthquake hit the Gulf of California on Sunday. They say there weren't any immediate reports of damage. The magnitude 6.6, and it was at about 1:14 in the morning. So Mexico reported it. The offshore epicenter was 48 miles south-southwest of Los Mucis, or Mucis, I think is how you actually pronounce it. And we're talking about really Baja, that whole side of the Gulf. And, of course, Mexico lies on three tectonic plates. It is a very active, seismically active area. And I think a lot of people forget that. That's pretty big, the tectonic plates, and that the fact that you got three of them there. So 6.6 earthquake also, sadly, the governor of California had to declare a state of emergency because of this wildfire in California that's gotten so out of control. 400 houses boomed down. Businesses. One person was killed, at least. There might be more, hopefully just one. And we're talking outside of San Francisco, an area outside of San Francisco. They're calling it the Valley Fire. And it's massive because of the drought conditions. It just keeps feeding itself. And because of what's happening in Napa counties and in Lake, they can't keep up with it. So they're saying disaster area. Got to call it a disaster area. I mean, there were blocks where just whole houses were just burned down. And we're talking about, think about this. They live in gorgeous Napa Valley. We're talking about 20 miles north of Napa Valley. Whew. And what are they going to do? You know, you had firemen that were driving around trying to flame utility poles to put out spot fires. Because that's what you do. You just try to get wherever you can, surround it, and that's it. It was so bad, you had four firemen who were part of a helicopter crew that had second-degree burns. And they're still hospitalized. I mean, because, you know, that's what happens. It bubbles up all of a sudden. And so they knew this one was going to be bad. The way it's tearing up. I mean, it's awful. And you see the pictures of it. And then you realize, oh, that is a tough place to be right now. A tough place to be. And it's been one fire after another, just absolutely heartbreaking. I think one of the coolest stories I heard, and actually my nephew sent this to me, and then I saw a bunch of other stories on it, but there is there's this whole thing with the GoPro cameras in getting these incredible pictures from whatever it is you're doing, surfing, walking the dog, riding a bike upside down. I mean, I'm just giving you examples of a GoPro camera. And there were members of a group that took this GoPro camera, they say, to the edge of space and back. That's what they were posting it all over the place. And they had these incredible views of the Grand Canyon because of the GoPro. And it took 2 years to get the footage back. And why did it take 2 years? Because they planned the perfect shot. So you're planning the perfect shot. You've got everything going on. When, unfortunately, your payload falls. And it was been down there for 2 years. They were using GPS on the smartphone to track it, but they had a problem during the descent when they were going to look for it. So the coverage map they were relying on was inaccurate. The phone never got the signal when it came to Earth, and they never heard from it. So here they had this GoPro. It fell. It had all these incredible shots. It was missing for 2 years. And this is what's really wild. 2 whole years, you dropped this GoPro, which, by the way, isn't cheap. You had all these amazing aerial views, crazy views never seen before of the Grand Canyon. You can't find it because the GPS is messed up. And then 2 years later, a woman who works at AT&T is on a hike, spots this device in the desert, brings it to an AT&T store. They identify, because there was a phone, they identify the SIM card, got the footage, and all of the data a few weeks later. What a surprise that would be. And so what's interesting is they had a space balloon. So that's how they got these aerial views, if you were thinking. I left that part out. If you're thinking, how did they get these incredible views? What were they in? A helicopter? They had one of those balloons. And through the wind currents and all of that. And you can actually see it if you go to YouTube. You can Google it and you can see the views. And it's spectacular. It's a great odds and ends. That's for sure. I mean, incredible, incredible footage. And just a bizarro twist of fate is the best way to put it, where they actually got it back. I mean, what are the odds of that? I'd say not good. Not good that somebody would find that and turn it in. How many selfies do you think have been taken with Donald Trump? How many with Bernie Sanders? How many with Hillary Clinton? How many with Ben Carson? I'd be willing to say of all of them, Hillary Clinton has the least amount of selfies. Although Hillary Clinton announced that she had talked to her pastor over the weekend, and he told her to be nicer to the press, and she was going to make a concerted effort to be nicer to the press. Perhaps, what do you think? She's sorry, nicer to the press, testifies on the 22nd, and all will be well. She's starting to get clobbered by Bernie Sanders, at least in Iowa and in New Hampshire. They're two important areas. So it just seems as though she's driving in the wrong direction. And and how does she turn it around? Once, I think there are things that can't necessarily be turned around, and maybe this is one of them with her, unless they come up with something incredibly clever for this campaign, and I just don't know what it would be. Do not know what it would be. Do you have a drone? We have a drone in my house. My brother got us a drone, and it's not like some incredible $1,000 machine. It's the medium one. But now they're saying drones are making their mark in the arsenal of the police forces. They're kind of in a gray area, and there's some concern about surveillance, and I'm not psyched about that. But they've got armed drones, of course. And even in North Dakota last month, they passed a law that allows police to equip the aircraft with tear gas. So can you imagine that? You get tear gassed by a drone. There's talks about delivering pizzas with drones, attacking us with tear gas with drones. Wow. And since 2012, government agencies can use small drones. They have to weigh less than 55 pounds or 25 kilograms if you're going in that direction under certain conditions after getting a certificate from the Federal Aviation Administration. That's the key there. The FAA is preparing small drone regulations, but they don't have authority on private protection or privacy protection, and there is no specific time work or framework on that on a national level. So it is the wild, wild west at this point. I mean, even the FBI uses drones for specific missions. And the drone can cost police $15,000 to $50,000. It's a lot less than the $3 million or just under $3 million you need for a helicopter. I don't know. I thought it was interesting. Stay with us. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP.
The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In America Tonight, Kate Delaney, happy to be the skipper of this little craft as we maneuver our ways around the airways. Remember, you can always hit us up on Twitter, Facebook, all that kind of stuff. Just go to AmericaTonight.net. A wild story about a crazy incident on JetBlue. We're going to get to that in a second. But, you know, in talking about odds and ends, our friend Grimm, we're going to let him double dip on us because apparently he has an odd or an end or something else in mind. Hello, Grimm.
Well, before I say my odds or ends, you know them drones?
Uh-huh.
You're talking about?
Yeah.
They're even using them out there in California to drop off life preservers and whatnot to save lives. Now, I'm interested in designing some drones like this, and I'm going to try and get with my ex-company and see if he wants to get involved in it. But that's just something else. I think they make a great life savings, like the fires.
Oh, yeah.
If fires got caught in a fire, why not make a personal manned drone that can just, you know, fly in there and lift them out?
Which would be terrific. Absolutely. Yeah. I agree. There's so many good uses for drones.
Well, you know, life-saving uses.
Yeah, absolutely.
Most definitely. That's what I've been considering, one thing. But to the odds and end, you know, I tell you, it felt like the first day of fall as the sun went down. And I don't know. I reckon we're going to go into global freezing. Or I'm sorry, I mean global climate change.
Yeah.
And I tell you, with all this constant change, my little brain is all messed up.
You know what? It's great to have the feeling of fall, isn't it? I think a lot of people around the country felt that.
Yeah. I'm back to grilling.
Yeah. Is that your favorite time of the year, the fall?
Oh, yes, because I get out, pick my hickory nuts up. And I grilled two chickens tonight, Kate. This is what I was going to end with. I grilled two chickens, and I got a suggestion for even old Dan out there. But I grilled one in teriyaki and the other in orange. But I use a rub. Now, a lot of people, you know, they'll savor the bottom of a Doritos bag or a Cheetos bag.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, go out, you know, if nothing more, buy one of them lunch ones and crunch it up and use it as a rub. I tell you, the Cheetos is great.
Ooh, really?
Yes, ma'am.
Gee, you know what? I kind of believe that because the tanginess of it, I think, on the chicken would be great.
On a steak, it's real good.
Ooh, I bet.
Cheese.
Ooh.
A grilled Cheetos steak.
I like it. I like it. You know, there's so many things. You just have to be creative. You have to think you're right. What if, and you like the stuff on the bottom of the bag, people like that flavor, absolutely, Grim. And then what if you put it on the steak? Yeah, I love it.
There's something odd, but it's a great end.
Now, I love that. That was touche. That was worth dipping back. Thank you, Grim. You know, it is all about, as he's talking about the grilling, it is all about, with grilling, some of it is about the seasoning. For sure it's about the seasoning or marinating or whatever it is that you put on your chicken, your vegetables, whatever it is you're cooking on the grill. I'm with Grim. I like the whole cooking on the grill thing. Because I think because of just even the most basic way it tastes, to me tastes so much better any day. I would rather have something that was grilled out on the barbecue than fried up, like, let's say, in a pan. Absolutely. All right, I got to make sure that I give you this payoff, although it's a strange payoff. I just really think I'm polite to people. I think this would just push me right over the edge. Imagine you're on a plane, okay? Close your eyes for a second, and you're on a flight from Anchorage to Portland, Oregon. Probably you did something exciting in Anchorage, who knows, but I'm just assuming. And then all of a sudden, a half an hour before you're supposed to land in Portland, the guy behind you starts to pee on you. And that's what happened. There was a 27-year-old, his name is Jeff Rubin. They arrested him on Friday after a JetBlue flight was disrupted in the last half hour. Because what he did was he was urinating through the crack between the seats in front of him onto the passengers. Then he lost his balance and fell backwards, spraying urine all over the place. Passengers, seats, luggage. So they picked him up. He was in jail for 5 hours. Of course, what kind of charges did he face? Criminal mischief and offensive littering. Oh, there are jokes mixed into this, but it's not jokey. If you're one of those people, I mean, really, how do you not go nutty over this? I mean, how do you not go nutty over this? I would think you would. Absolutely you would. But how does somebody stop them? I mean, it's just one of those things. It's awkward. It's awkward and horrible. And you're caught in the middle of, if you're caught in the middle of that, you're caught in the middle of it. And what can you do other than somebody tackling him from behind? I guess, I don't know. I think it's awful. I wonder if they offered all those people free flights. Ugh, that would be one time you'd want to sit closer to the front of the plane for sure. You'll love this. Have you ever gotten a ticket? A 1974 University of Nebraska Lincoln, that's the main campus graduate, sent in $100 to pay off his old parking ticket or tickets at the college. Yes, it's true. Kent Broyhill tried to pay the fines more than 40 years ago before graduation, but an officer told him that the school only accepted cash. His pockets were empty. The officer gave him a pass on the condition that he pay the fine as soon as he could. He forgot about the tickets until a conversation with a college friend where they started talking about tickets. He sent the college a check for $100 with a note explaining what happened. The college sent the money back to him because the $100 was probably more than what his tickets were worth. And they thanked him for his gesture. Oh, I love that. I want to just pay my tickets. And they didn't take the money. What were the odds on them taking the money or not taking the money, I wonder? I don't know. I would have given them long odds, maybe, but maybe not. Because he made the gesture, as was said, and they decided to let it go. Think about that. 1974. I mean, you're going back, right? Yeah, you're going back a little ways. Definitely. All right, how about this? I've been in this situation. I wasn't much of a camper. I went camping a few times. I actually, my claim to fame in a different way is I didn't need a GoPro. I actually went up and down the Grand Canyon in one day. I can't believe I did it. I was with somebody. And we did it. I mean, I just did it. It took forever. I think it took like 9 hours. But no stopping on the bottom and camping out, just, I mean, all the way up and down. I remember the ranger telling me, this is not safe. I mean, I guess he was kind of warning me, but we did it, and nobody got hurt. There must be some lousy T-shirt I have somewhere that says that. All I got was this lousy T-shirt. So when you go camping, you have to be very careful, of course, of the animals, especially the bears. We know that there have been a few bear attacks, but it could be any animal. And there was a woman in New Jersey, I happened to see it online on something I looked at, who caught video of two bear cubs and their mother taking over the hammock in the backyard. Yeah. And they look like they're having fun swinging. Some of the bears are swinging. The mama bear is standing there watching and pushing a little bit. But the cubs jump up on the hammock. Oh, that would be so wild to see that, wouldn't it? If you go to YouTube, I think you can see that too. Like 23,000 people have watched it. And it was black bears that crawled in. And this actually wasn't a camping scenario. Camping perhaps with the younger kids on their property in New Jersey, but a heavily wooded area. So the black bears must have gotten in that way. One would assume anyway that that's what happened. It's a wild story. Because I've heard more stories like this even from my neighbors, bobcats in the neighborhood. Somebody the other day actually posted they were out on a bike ride and they pulled up to their garage to open their garage and there was a cat. What do you do? You slowly back away. Let me pedal out of here. I was just kidding. Let me get out of the way. And I guess it was kind of a little bit of a standoff, but the bobcat left. Oof, that'd be enough to shake me up. So that's the deal with the black bears, not to confuse you. They show up, they shut around, and then next thing you know, they're at this New Jersey woman's house with her children jumping into the hammock. That's why you always got to keep an eye on kids, especially if they're the type that like to explore. If they like to explore the whole animal thing, see the animals. And unfortunately not realizing, look, bears are cute. This bobcat that somebody sent me that was in the neighborhood looked like a stuffed small bear, bobcat. Wasn't super big, but it was definitely a cat, and it wasn't super tiny either. So there's no question what it was. And I don't think you'd want a young kid around a bobcat. That makes sense. Or black bears. Or, for that matter, how many of you would like to confront a black bear? I think very few of you. All right, once again, thanks so much for listening to America Tonight.
Complain. complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Speaking with Ivan Elin. He's in our virtual green room, senior fellow and director of the Center on Peace and Liberty, the Independent Institute. Once again, he wrote a brilliant piece about something a lot of you have called about, and it's this refugee crisis. He's talking about the U.S. response to the Syrian civil war and the refugees, and it's very interesting. We just had somebody on from the region telling us how awful it is. Ivan, looking at this, the American response, here's the first question. What is the American response, and what should it be?
Well, so far, we've sent aircraft to bomb ISIS. We originally flirted with getting involved when the Assad regime in Syria used chemical weapons, but then they were able to settle that dispute, and Assad got rid of his chemical weapons. So we almost intervened in the, earlier in the crisis. Now, supposedly our aircraft are only supposed to be hitting ISIS and not tangling with the Syrian Air Force. But, we may get into a tangle because we're now guaranteeing in the north part of Syria an ISIS-free zone. But, of course, the the regime still can go into that zone. So there may be some conflict there. We gave $4 billion to Europe to help with the refugees, but we've taken very few refugees. We're going to take, they were in the low hundreds last year, and we're about going to be about 1,500 to 1,000, to 2,000, excuse me, 1,500 to 2,000 this year, whereas, of course, Germany's taking 800,000. Now, of course, we're farther away. It's less of a problem for us, but we tend to go with the military response because we have by far and away the most powerful military in world history. And so, you know, when you, the old saying is, if all you have is a hammer, you use a nail. But this is one area I think where we could improve, and that is to take more people. That doesn't necessarily mean that we need to give them full welfare benefits or anything like that. It just means that we take them in as political asylum and that sort of thing because they have, their country is in civil war. We have a huge country and the economy is doing better now. And I don't think people really should be threatened by this, because, especially skilled workers. So I think, you know, we could do more taking in refugees.
Yeah. And do you think the American public has that, shares that same view?
Well, I think some people do, some people don't. I mean, you know, the our politicians, the problem where we are in American history is we've sort of inverted what the founders of the country intended back then. They wanted us to stay out of foreign conflicts, and we are involved in this conflict whether we like it or not, so we're helping to, you know, to make the refugees flee. We may not be doing it on purpose, but we're certainly involved in the conflict over there. But the founders wanted us to stay out of foreign conflicts. And, you know, we've always welcomed immigrants throughout our history. It makes us stronger because we get new ideas. And it keeps our, right now, it keeps our labor force young. Other countries have a much more of a problem with aging than we do. Italy, Russia, China. So, but now we've inverted this, and the presidential campaign is an example, especially on the Republican side, where Donald Trump, the front runner, his main issue is immigration and how it's bad and that sort of thing. And we have an excessively robust foreign policy from both parties. Let's get involved in this conflict or that conflict. So, you know, we've completely inverted the founders' intentions about what we should do in the world.
Yeah, I agree with that. Absolutely, 100%. How about the president? He's getting clobbered, of course, by the Republicans. I don't know that that's necessarily a surprise. They're portraying him as you say, too. They're implying that he's a wimp, and there's a demand for more to happen, but mostly militarily, as you explained at the top, and that's the Republican viewpoint. Although Donald Trump the other day was saying, we need to help these people, we need to bring them in. Of course, no specifics on it. So,
you know, that's the problem with all this, is that even Obama's been slow to act and beg because he knows the immigration issue is a lightning rod, and he wants his Democratic successor to be elected in 2016 because it validates his own presidency. So I think even he is treading softly, and certainly there's only one Democratic candidate, I think Martin O'Malley, who's not doing very well in the polls, who said, listen, you know, we got to do a lot more in this area. So everybody's being vague. Even Donald Trump is being vague. And I think a lot of the Republicans might even be actively hostile to something like this. But, you know, I mean, it's just the state of affairs, that, unfortunately, that, and they're all reflecting in one way or another public reluctance to do this. And I think it's really against the American tradition, frankly. And we need to, you know, get up to the plate and, you know, start swinging on this issue and get more, take more refugees.
I agree. I think one thing that did resonate with a lot of people is the little boy who died, who could look like a little boy you see in a mall in America, whatever, with his face down and he was in the sand. That picture was pretty powerful. Did you see that?
Yes, definitely. And it really brings home, people can't seem to relate to this unless there's some picture like that. And it's really very tragic, not only that case, but there's probably a lot of other cases like that as well. And so, you know, people are fleeing civil war, and this is a really nasty civil war, a multi-sided civil war with Al Qaeda and ISIS, and the regime, Assad regime is brutal too. So you have there's no good side, and there's very few heroes in this war, and the civilians are the victims. And it's not just that this would benefit the U.S. economically to take refugees, because it always has. They've always made good here, most of them, the vast majority. But it's also a humanitarian crisis, as we've seen with the little boy and the rest of the refugees that we've seen in Europe and that sort of thing. And so these people are fleeing, oppression and, risking death to avoid an even more dangerous situation in Syria.
Yeah. All right, Ivan Elin, Senior Fellow, Director, as I mentioned before, of the Center on Peace and Liberty, the Independent Institute. Check stuff out. There's a link. We're going to put a link up to Huffington Post. Thanks, Ivan.
Thank you.
All right, so as you hear there and talking about what Ivan is saying, we're taking up to 2,000 a year, but of course we're pumping money, $4 billion to Europe, and as he mentioned, the total for Germany, it's 800,000, up to 800,000 people, and I mentioned this already. You got to think of where the borders are and how much closer it is than it is in the United States. So, you know, this is the deal. It's militarily, this is where we are. We're talking about Iraq, Afghanistan, and now Iraq revisited again, and with this ISIS problem, which is a serious problem, and this humanitarian crisis combined, you know, we are the might militarily, as Ivan talks about. But because of the horrific situation that we're having with getting our handle on our own immigration problem, our illegal immigration problem, and the debates, the raging debates over that, it is such a lightning rod in bringing people here, whether they're seeking asylum or not. And Ivan makes a great point that these are certainly not skilled workers, but the fear is, and what Republicans are saying is, how do we know, because think of where we're talking about, how easy it would be, and it would be, it's not paranoia, to meld into the refugees and if people are being brought to America, which is, I'm sure, the concern somewhat in Europe. Who's to say someone doesn't slip in, some terrorist doesn't slip into the middle of this? Because, of course, they'll take advantage of the innocent people. Already they're wiring people up, you know, as we know from Al-Qaeda, with bombs, children. And ISIS, by the way, is using children in their war. So it's not too far-fetched and ridiculous to think that that could happen. However, so that's, you can't hold back necessarily because of the fear of the unknown. So how do you get around that? How do you jump around that? What kind of background could you possibly do when you're talking about a mass of humanity? And that's the situation certainly in Germany. But, you know, you look at, and he gives the example is in 2014 that the U.S. took in only 132 of the 4 million refugees from the Syrian war the last time. Only 2,000, as I already mentioned, that total, will be allowed in if the policy isn't changed. But there's going to be not a big press to change that policy. So it's very unlikely that we will see the mass of that humanity, you see, coming to the United States. It's mostly absolutely going to be a European thing. We have to keep an eye on that. And then you look at the Middle East regions with a ton of do-re-mi, and are they taking people in? And the answer is no. So, great story by Ivan Elin. Stay with us. More to come next on America Tonight.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.